The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We congratulate all the believers, brothers and sisters, all the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, and above all the Imam of our time, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, on the occasion of the birth of Imam al-Jawad, Salawatullah wa Salamuhu Alayhi. The birth of Imam al-Jawad, Salamullah Alayhi, is itself in many ways a victory for Islam in the conditions that that birth took place. One of the difficulties of the time of the Imamah of Imam al-Ridha, Imam al-Jawad's father, Salamullah Alayhima, was that there came a group within the Shia, a fitna within the Shia, a very major fitna. And the fitna, regardless of the leaders of it, was that there were certain influential figures within the Shia community that started to preach that Imam al-Ridha, Salamullah Alayhi, is not an Imam. Due to whatever their objectives and goals were, that's besides the point at this time. I want to focus on this and not take too much time because we want to address the issue from the aspect of Imam al-Jawad, Salamullah Alayhi, and his birth. His birth being the victory for Islam. The claim was Imam al-Kadhim, Salamullah Alayhi, has gone into occultation and he has not been martyred in prison. That was the claim. And if Imam al-Kadhim is the Mahdi, is the one that will be in occultation, obviously that will make him the last Imam. And anyone claiming to be an Imam after him would be a liar. So they claimed Imam al-Ridha, who openly started to claim Imamah as that was rightfully his role. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed him for that. He started claiming it openly. And these people started claiming that, al-'ayadhu billah, Imam al-Ridha salamullah alayhi is a deviant, he's misleading people, he's a liar, he's a kadhab, and so on and so forth. La'natullah alayhim, those who made this. And unfortunately, these were people that were at least apparently close to Imam al-Kadhim, and they were trusted by him, and here we are. Because of their position in the Shia community, this wasn't a claim made by some average, ordinary Shia somewhere in some corner for a small group of people. The center of the wikala of the Imam after his move, his forced move to Baghdad, Imam al-Kadhim, Salamullah Alayhi, and imprisonment in Baghdad, the center of tashayyu, the center for his representatives, the place where the Shia would come to try to get a glimpse at the Imam, try to get news of the Imam, try to find his representatives, was Baghdad. In that city and other cities that had larger numbers of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, like in Kufa, the represent in Basra and cities east of those few cities that were mentioned. These are representatives that are found here in these major cities. So they're in the center. They were well-known wukala and representatives to the masses. Some of them were people that were known as muhaddithin. There were many hadith. Scholars knew them as very pious, righteous, trustworthy people. They claimed it. Because of that, it became a very serious fitna. This became a serious fitna. Many Shia that were good people got confused. They were wondering what's going on. Is Imam al-Ridha, Salamullah Alayhi, the next imam, is he not? Is Imam al-Kadhim in occultation? What's going on here? One of the things that they said against Imam al-Ridha salamullah alayhi is that if he's the imam, he should have offspring. Somehow that became an issue. And for those who don't know, Imam al-Ridha salamullah alayhi did not have any offspring. Now, how they came up with this notion, that's besides the point. But because if Imam al-Ridha salamullah alayhi is the next imam, and he's not claiming to be the Mahdi, and going into occultation, which means there's got to be an imam after him, if there is no offspring, and he is advancing in age, which was what was happening, they kept coming and asking, are you going to have, will we have another imam? And this became a compound problem for those who were leaning towards or had come towards Imam al-Ridha salamullah alayhi. It created some doubts. It created doubts for them in regards to Imam al-Ridha salamullah alayhi. When Imam al-Jawad, ruhi lahu al-fida, was born and everyone came to know, that resolved that fitna, and therefore from that aspect, it was a victory for Islam. It was, the imam kept telling them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Now, because they have all these complex and compound doubts in their heads, they hear the imam, they want to believe him, but because they're not seeing that child, it becomes difficult for them. And that was a test. That was part of the fitna that was a trial and test for those who had moved forward towards Imam al-Ridha salamullah alayhi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that. Then eventually that promise that was divine that Imam al-Ridha gave them, I will have a child, a son that will be the next imam. Wait for it, there's a time for it. And when that happened, that became a strong proof that Imam al-Ridha salamullah alayhi is the next imam. For various reasons, one of them being that he presented a promise that he claimed was a divine promise that he will have a son, and he did have a son, it did happen. That reassured, it was a lot of reassurance for the believers who had chosen to accept what Imam al-Ridha salamullah alayhi was saying. But the next thing that happens with Imam al-Jawad salamullah alayhi, that is in ways a victory for Islam, for true Islam, for the Islam presented by the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in, was Imam al-Jawad becoming an imam at age 8. This is the first imam that becomes an imam at age 8. We just discussed Imam al-Hadi, who was the second imam who became an imam at age 8. But the first imam who became an imam at age 8 was Imam al-Jawad salamullah alayhi. How is this a victory for Islam of the Ahlul Bayt, Islam of the Prophet, which is rightfully the one presented by the Ahlul Bayt, by his household, as he mentioned, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ وَالثِّقْلَانِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَعِتْرَةِ أَهْلَ بَيْتِ مَا إِنْ تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا لَنْ تَضِلُّوا أَبَدًا. If you grab a hold of these two, the Qur'an and the itrah, my household, you will never be misled, you will never be deviating from the path. Why was it a victory for this true Islam? The very fact that the imam is an imam at age 8. An imam that knows all of Islam in ways that no mufassir at his time, no faqih at his time, no mutakallim at his time, no theologian, jurist, or scholar of tafsir knew even half of what he knew. And this was not something that we know because he was the imam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about through the enemies of Islam, through Ma'mun the Mal'un. He wanted to prove the school of thought being wrong. He created and set up sessions that he used to set up for Imam al-Ridha salamullahi alayhi to prove that Imam al-Ridha is not all that, as we would say. Now, after Imam al-Ridha disproving him, after those sessions becoming sessions that work to the contrary, and the words of the Imam, the knowledge of the Imam, the wisdom of the Imam, the tawadhu of the Imam, the spirituality of the Imam became apparent to all within the court of Ma'mun. Now, with Imam al-Jawad salamullah alayhi, a similar thing is happening. He obviously, because he does not believe in the imamah of the Ahlul Bayt, he considered them his arch enemies, and he did everything in his ability to defeat the Ahlul Bayt. So when Imam al-Jawad, he realizes is what the Shia consider their next imam, he thinks this is a golden opportunity. Great, now we can do this. He's just a child. So he sets up these sessions in various ways, different excuses. And again, once again, but this time on another level, on a higher level, it's an 8-year-old that is sitting there answering questions that these 50, 60-year-olds that have studied all the hadith they can get their hands on, have studied the views of all these mufassireen, have the views of all these other religions, are sitting there, and Imam al-Jawad salamullah alayhi prevails. Imam al-Jawad salamullah alayhi outshines everyone. Everyone is astonished. The imamah of Imam al-Jawad was a proof at that time and all the way up to today of the truthfulness and the correctness and the rightful path of the Ahlul Bayt.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.